This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. The October K-State Garden Hour explores the evolution of community gardens, common pitfalls to avoid, and offers guidance on establishing and sustaining a successful garden. K-State Extension Horticulture Agent for the Metal Arc District, Laura Phillips, discusses four components to successful community gardens.
It serves as this non-commercial third space. It's a place to gather, even if you don't have extra spending money outside of the home and outside of school or work. It provides social capital, meaning that it helps increase your network of people. It has all kinds of positive behavioral impacts, from eating better, increased physical activity, mobility improvements, and it has positive environmental impacts between providing space for pollinators. It also helps your mental health. I know a lot of people who they're so excited to get home and go to their garden because that is a place that's very grounding for them. It's very soothing. They get to release the stress of the day and get back in touch with nature. And many community gardens are also a place where you make friends and you bond and you feel closer to your community. I'm going to talk about four components to successful community gardens. First is motivated participants and community interest. Second is good communication. And when I say this, I mean communication with the people who are gardening, with the public, and with your partners or sponsors or support networks. Land, and specifically land that will not get taken away and that has access to water. And then funding and resources. You know, you need tools, you need seeds, you need maintenance. Who's going to pay for the water? So the first thing, motivate. You want to build your community gardens around your community's interest. Whether this is through a need survey or getting community input, that bottom-up approach can be really, really essential. Next, communicating. Establishing your communication methods and your expectations and your rules. You want to make sure that you have a way to communicate with in your group, with the public, with your supporters, your sponsors, your partners, so that everything is really transparent. This also includes making sure there's avenues for feedback and transparency within the decision-making process. This also includes making sure you don't have 15 different communication mediums, because messages will get lost. People won't know where to look for info. Next, land. You really want to choose a place that is optimal in terms of access, in terms of the plant growing conditions, and in terms of the ability for gardeners to get there. And when it comes to those site conditions, you can use the Kansas Garden Guide. It has a lot of great information on choosing the best place environmentally, climate-wise, for a garden. And then when you're thinking about the public access, think about, is there public transit? Is there a bus stop nearby? Is there parking? Is it next to a heavy trafficked area? Or are there sidewalks? Is it more of a pedestrian area? How visible is my garden from the street? People going to see it and be interested? And then your resources and your funding. So this is, again, where you want to plan in advance. Use that budget worksheet from North Carolina and make sure you plan out your initial year and also your subsequent years, so that you're not in for a surprise when you realize, oh man, it's going to cost this much money to sustain my garden year to year. You know, okay, this is what to expect. This is where we're going to get the funding. This is how we're going to make it work. And start networking early. It's easier to bring people in during that initial planning phase, because there's usually a lot more excitement and motivation about ideas. And it can be harder once you've already established to be able to bring in some of those partners and those networks. Gardeners and non-gardeners alike, because you're going to have people who have different skill sets besides just gardening, people who can fix your fences, people who can lay a sidewalk, people who can write grants, people who can organize a fundraiser. None of us have all of those skills. So making sure that you partner with gardeners and non-gardeners. Another great resource is the K-State landing page for information about community gardens. This links to a lot of resources. This has information on community gardens that might be in your area, and it's got some videos with instructional information on community gardens that you can use as well.
That's Laura Phillips, K-State Extension Horticulture Agent for the Metal Arc District. To listen to the full webinar, search for K-State Garden Hour and click on Most Recent Webinars. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.